Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper.
John, I know ultimately that we need to plead with God for a work of grace and a heart for unreached peoples, but are there practical things we can do to cultivate a vision for missions and evangelism?
Absolutely, and one of the best is to read missionary biography. I love biography anyway, and missionary biography is usually the most inspiring. And so you not only see a theology for missions, a biblical theology that promotes missions when you read biography, you see how missionaries really struggle, and that's practical for you. You see the kinds of strategies and the kinds of commitments that God used to get a breakthrough in people groups, and all those things inspire and inform us about the missionary movement. And the second thing I would say is there are journals and there are websites that are all about the cutting edge work of God in missions. I would just mention Mission Frontiers. It's free and comes out of the United States Center for World Missions, which you could find online and order the paper version. And that little monthly journal for me has stirred me up over the last 20 years tremendously. And there are others as well. So if you have a monthly arrival of some kind of missionary journal, you can go to almost any of the major mission boards and say, do you have a monthly meeting? And they all have monthly magazines, and they all tell amazing stories, and they all describe the sociological, anthropological, missiological situation that's out there. And the last thing I would mention, besides biography and sort of monthly inputs from missions, is be in a church where they love missions, and be in a group where missions is talked about, and be in a place and a group that looks at the world through missionary eyes. When you hear the news from Iraq or Afghanistan or Russia or China or North Korea or Indonesia or wherever, you see it through missionary eyes. You ask, I wonder how that event is affecting the church. And then you can go to various websites and see, okay, this is politically doing this, but for the church, it's having this positive or negative effect. And you can become engaged with Christians. You can pray and grow in your understanding of God's global purposes in the world. Let me just end with this. Most of the news in the world is not reporting the most important thing. All secular news, all the media, newspapers, radio news shows, TV news shows, never talk about the advance of the kingdom. Now, Christians ought to be appalled at that, and they ought to undertake to supplement secular news with what's really important in the world, namely, how is God's church growing? How is the mission expanding among unreached peoples? What triumphs of grace are happening in the world? That's the most important thing in the world, not what you see on the secular news programs.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, at desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more at www.desiringgod.org.